Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Boom. Hit him up on Facebook and let him know that it's going down here on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. I hope everyone woke up this morning with a joyful heart, rejoicing in the Lord, being glad that you're still here. He gave you another chance. He saw fit last night, glory to God, and let you sleep all night, hallelujah, and woke you up and touched you and woke you up this morning. So we need to give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get into my announcements. Hallelujah. I hope you went ahead and text some friends and let them know that we're on the air. First of all, I'm going to get into my announcements. If you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat. Elder Bertha Askew came on. Glory to God. A faith come by hearing. My God. And she did an awesome, awesome job. It was just awesome. First, she slung the devil upside the wall. She let him came out for just a minute, but guess what? She's devil. You done had enough. I done had enough of you. And she slung him back up against the wall. But it was just awesome, awesome, awesome. Her show came on yesterday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. And I am Prophetess Martha Williams. Our show is called The Hour of Power. Glory to God. I am the first hour power, and Minister Elaine Jackson is the next hour power. But I'm going to go ahead and tell you the time so you'll know and get ready to hear a word in season. Amen. Glory to God. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. And I'm going to give you a break between there, hallelujah, and the next hour would be none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in and listen to the shows, because you always say, I want a word, I want a word. Well, guess what? The word of God is a sure word of prophecy. When you get this word, you hold on to it with a bulldog grip. Don't let it go. Glory to God. And it will change your life. I'm not saying that it might. I know that it will. This word works. But guess what? You got to work it. If you don't work the word, then it won't work. You know, sometimes people say, well, I've been praying, and it ain't working. Now, the word is working. You continue to pray and stay in faith and believe God and watch what he do. Glory to God. Although sometimes, you know, things get hard, but that's okay. You hold on with all hope and don't let it go. Whatever you're praying about, God's going to fix it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you all to make sure you purchase Minister Elaine's book. She has an awesome book that she's written. Amen. It's out there. She got it posted on Facebook on how you can go and buy it. It's on Amazon. Amen. So you can go and buy the book. Yes, I already got mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want to make sure that y'all go on and get yours. Glory to God. So you can purchase a book. Go out on Facebook. And if you don't know how to purchase a book, then you can contact either of us. Glory to God. I know some got some siblings and other children, you know, children and grandchildren and children that knows how to work the internet. If they don't, then glory to God. Hallelujah. You can still get in touch with us about her book. But we will get you in the right direction to make sure that you get purchase your book. And if you move on up just a little bit, we have one word from the Lord, none other than Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse. It's been off the chain. If you have missed it, you missed a treat. But let me help you. All the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen on demand. But I like mine fresh off the press. You know, you go to somewhere when they have fast food. You say, hold up, I want it cooked fresh, right? Come and get that word fresh off the press. Hallelujah. The show comes on Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, you need some directions, you don't know what directions to go, I encourage you to hook up with the hookup. Go on Facebook and inbox them and tell them what you need so you can get just what you need. You know, I know they say, we keep saying Jesus is to return. Oh, yes, he's to return. Hallelujah. But don't let him catch you with your work undone. But this is the time to do your work. Fulfill the purpose and the destiny that God has placed on your life. Glory to God. This is the time for you to come up from the flow up. Glory to God. And stop being the next in line and be the first in line. To go ahead and do God's will for your life and fulfill your purpose in this world on today. Because there are some souls that's waiting on you. So you don't want them to wait too long. Hallelujah. So then guess what? What he'll do, he'll send somebody else by to help them out. So if you don't know how to reach them, I just gave you the key to the door. Call Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rock. You can hit them up on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know what you need. And I can guarantee you they'll help you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to partner with us. And you will receive many, many things all the way from Monday all the way. Ministry never quits. Ministry goes 24/7. It never quits. Hallelujah. All the way from Monday all the way down through Sunday. So I encourage you to partner with us. And you will receive many, many, many things from the ministry. And when you're partnering, we'll only ask you for $25 or more. And that's not a whole lot. Come on. You spend $25 when you go out and eat, glory to God. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, Lord, what did I eat? Do I need to wash some dishes? What happened? Glory to God. It looks like the menu price jumped up from the time you ordered to the time they bring it to the table. Oh, come on, somebody. Work with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But come on, $25 or more is not much. And you can do that, and you'll get many, many things from the ministry. With all that said, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day that you spared our lives, God. We thank you, Lord, that you made old death get back and behave, oh Lord. Father God, we pray for all the bereaved families on today, Lord, that you would give them strength, lift them up. Lord God, where they're torn down, oh God, give them peace in their minds so they can continue on down the road with you, Lord. Don't let them get stagnated in what they're going through, Lord God, but let them know that you're always there. You never leave them nor forsake them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, that they hear you and not me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to take everything out of the way, Lord God, that tries to hinder them, Lord God, that tries to put them back in a place where they don't want to hear the word. Oh, my God, somebody's getting distracted where you want to hear the word. You don't want to hear the word anymore. But I'm here to tell you today, we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus. For every word that comes forth, you will grab hold and you won't let it go. You know that God is pulling you in a direction, in his direction. Don't let people pull you in the wrong direction, but let the word pull you in the right direction. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for the word is coming forth on today with clarity, power to fulfill, Lord God, every person that needs a word, Lord God, to fulfill, Lord God, every person that needs a miracle, to fulfill, Lord God, every person that needs a miracle working God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, someone is being pulled in a different direction. Glory to God. Trying to pull you away from the word, huh? That's what it states and what it says. But listen, when you hold on to what the word says, you ain't got to worry about it. You hold on to it and don't move. Don't move. Don't allow people to pull you away from the word. Well, I wouldn't be doing that. And I know you probably wouldn't be doing that. Glory to God. But the thing about it is, if you're doing what God called you to do, don't worry about that person over there. What you do is get yours, and then he'll send you back. Hallelujah. Or he'll send somebody else back to minister to that person. So get what you need. You can't worry. Amen. Especially little babes. I hear you. Especially little babes. You know, when you're just a babe in Christ and you want all your friends saved. That was me at one time. I want them all saved now. That was me. And I was trying to pull them with me. But guess what? I hadn't got exactly what I needed. I was going in the right direction, but I needed a little bit more word. I needed a little bit more comfort, you know, how to go out and reach them so I can snatch them out of the darkness and snatch them out. I'm over here in JoJo house and snatch them out of there. Hey, amen, glory to God, and pull down from heaven. Oh, I needed a little bit more word. Hallelujah. I wanted to go back and tell them. And when I went back and, you know, you tell them, and it just seems like, okay, they try to tear you down from what you know. So, see, that's all. You just need a little bit more. And I encourage you to come on. If that's you, go ahead. I want you to inbox me on Facebook. Or if you have my number, you can send me a text, whatever. Amen. You can put it on the pigeon, let him fly down and bring it, however you want to do it. Glory to God. Just send it. Hallelujah. And we'll get you the right word. So we'll get you the word that you can bring somebody out of the darkness and show you how to pull a soul in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. We're going to go ahead with our message on today. I'm going to be coming from chapter 12 of Romans. Chapter 12 of Romans, and my title of my message is Renew Your Mind with the Word of God. Yeah, sometimes you renew your mind with all these other words and, you know, other books and, you know, these people say it and statistics say, and who you going to believe? You going to believe God or you going to believe statistics? You know, these people get paid to write all these statistics. You know, somebody was talking to me to my, well, according to statistics, glory to God, we'll never catch up. Well, I'm catching up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm caught up. I'm caught up in a man named Jesus. Glory to God. You know, you get to reading so much other stuff, and then guess what? You forget all about God. He has left the building. So renew your mind with the Word of God. Don't worry about what the world is saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you hear it. You do. But who you going to believe? See, if you read so much of that into that, then you're only going to believe what the world says and not what God says. Let's look in the Word and see what he's saying. Hallelujah. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, living sacrifice, that means you surrendering everything unto God. Isn't it something? Ain't it strange how some things, you know, that bother us, you know, we say, well, Lord, I surrender this to you, Lord. I'll give you this, but I can't give you this over here when I'm over here with JoJo. I can't give you that. I'm going to hold on to that. No, you got to surrender it all. And if you live it over there with someone and you know they ain't your husband, Lord, deliver me and surrender me. I'm surrendering it all to you, Lord God. That's what you got to do. It's something how you can allow God to work on a little bit of that, but not a whole lot of that. You understand? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you want to come to God holy and pleasing unto him, not pleasing unto me. You think sometimes the way, you know, people process information. Okay, if I don't have a man, I can't make it. If I don't have a woman in my life, I can't make it. Well, if you ain't got Jesus, you ain't going to make it. Glory to God. That's the most important thing. So stop pleasing people and go on down the road with Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's move on just a little bit. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, let's think about that for a minute. Like I said in verse 1, you have to be careful how you process information. You know, that's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. You know, there are some that say they don't want the Holy Ghost. You know what? I want everything God got to offer. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Living in this world, you're going to need it all. You can't just have a little bit of him and not have all. Hallelujah. It's all or nothing over here. You ain't going to be lukewarm over here. You're going to have all or nothing. I want it all. I want it all. All that I don't know, I want that too. Hallelujah. When you can pull it down, hallelujah, and tear down strongholds in people's lives. Let me just share a little bit of something, amen, with you, hallelujah. You know, some will say in the world system, you know, it's okay if you go ahead and let Johnny test the waters before we get married. Now, hold up, wait a minute, but that ain't what the Bible says. The Bible said if Johnny findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing and he finds favor. He didn't tell him to sleep with her before he married her. Glory to God. Well, how you know, prophet? Susie gonna be a good fit for Johnny. Well, listen to me. God ain't gonna give you nothing that he can't work with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is not unworkable. Glory to God. He's gonna give you your mate if you will wait. Hallelujah. So that's the thing about it. So many times, you see, I've seen so many people done got married, glory to God, and I pray that they can stay together. Hallelujah. My God. Because I hope you married, amen, in Christ Jesus. That's the thing, glory to God. But when you marry in Christ, you know, you can go to the hill, but which come your help. And guess what? He going to work it out. But if you just married just to say, oh, I got a husband, Because let me tell you, you're going to have some rainy days. You're going to have some storms. You're going to have some everything in your life. You better know it. It ain't going to be all daisies. You know, sometimes they paint pretty pictures. Only way up you can see. Hallelujah. Oh, they just look so gorgeous. Oh, the makeup was just so gorgeous. The wedding dress was just so beautiful. Look at it. Glory to God. Oh, my God, my God. But that ain't always that. Understand, you have to go home. You have to live with that Johnny. Hallelujah. You're going to have to take in faults and all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you can't think like the world system. You know, the world thinks, hallelujah, the only thing, hallelujah, you can do, you can just, okay, well, just date him, just go with him, you'll be all right. No, 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 no. He said when man finds a wife, don't the man want the favor? Women, stop looking. Hallelujah. Don't listen at what they're saying, you know, I'm going to go on this site, I'm going on that site. No, renew your mind with the word. Whatever the word says about Johnny, you go in there and find out what God is saying about Johnny. And you write it down and you confess over Johnny what you need and what you want Johnny to have in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you know what? God will give you that person with what you confess in him. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. You know, the world would say, you know, it's okay. It's all right. It's not all right. You know, the world would say, it's okay to tell a lie. You know, they'll say that. Well, you just told a little bit of white. Well, no, that ain't what my Bible says. Psalm 101 and 7 says, he that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you know how the world would say, I wouldn't be giving my money to them people over there. Oh, my God. What does the Bible say? You curse with a curse, for ye have robbed me in my tithes and my offering. Oh, good God Almighty. There it is right there. You see, you have to be renewed, to have a renewed mind in the Word of God. And in order to have a renewed mind in the Word of God, you got to seek God's Word. The world will say, honey, that's okay. Let's go get us three jobs. Hallelujah. We'll make money. Hallelujah. We ain't got to worry about it. We ain't got to spend no time with the Lord. We ain't got to go to no Bible study. We ain't studying them. We ain't going to be at no prayer on time. And guess what? I already got my man on top of that. Huh? Oh, wow. You can look out. You set yourself up for failure. Glory to God. Because he said if you bring all tithes into the storehouse, so there'll be meat on my table, then guess what? He's going to put meat on your table. So stop listening at what they're saying. Hallelujah. You can't be conformed to the world, but be renewed. Have a renewed mind in the Word of God. You have to think straight. You have to act right. You have to have a sober mind, even in doing business. You know, you don't just go and just say, well, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go. I'm going to get this car, whether I can pay for it or not. Hallelujah. Well, you can go and get that car, whether you can pay for it or not. And the repo man will be at your door. Amen. Whether you can pay for it or not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will struggle. But one thing about it, if you go and get it whenever God tells you to go get it, then guess what? You may go through some stuff, but one thing I do know, the repo man won't never come pick it up. Because guess what? God's going to always make a way. He didn't say that you wouldn't go through nothing even with it. Hallelujah. Because I remember those times when I went through all those different things, but one thing about it, God always made a way. Amen. This is what we want to say. And guess what? It always worked out. Because God will work it out. So don't let anyone tell you, amen, that he can't work it out because he can work it out. When you renew your mind with the word of God, you got to think soberly. Don't go and get in trouble for things that you know, amen, that's going to get you in trouble. You know, some people say, well, you know what? They did me like this and I'm going to go get them back. Let me go get them. That old devil tell you, yeah, go ahead, knock them upside the head, go and get them. But guess what? Hallelujah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. I can remember lots of times when I wanted to go, amen, and do a certain thing to certain people. Oh, thank God for deliverance. Hallelujah. How I wanted to just get them back because I got tired of them. Lord, I'm tired now. You know, you're tired. Hallelujah. I wanted to just go get them back. But he said, He said, vengeance is mine. He said, I will repay for everything that they did wrong to you. Hallelujah. I will repay. So all you got to do is just sit out and rest a little while. Glory to God. And guess what? I'm going to fix this thing for you. So, you know, don't listen at what the world says. You know, listen at what the word of God says. Because we don't want to get caught up. The world would say, you know what? I'm broke. I ain't got no money. I don't have no money. I ain't got none. But hold up. What the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you're thinking you're broke, yes, you're going to be broke all the time. Broke, busted, let me give you a third one, and disgusted. Glory to God. And that is not God's will for our life. We got to learn to think soberly and think in the word of God, not the way the world thinks. You know, sometimes you can be around some negative people, but I'm going to tell you today, listen, if you see some negative people, go the other way. And if you hear some negative people, stop listening to them every day. Because me, I don't like it. And let me tell you what I'll do. If you're negative, I'm going to cut you off. That's just what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. Because here I am, you know, I'm saying me, so what about to think I'm talking about them? You know, glory to God. You're in a place where you're trying to keep your faith built up. And then you're always talking to somebody negative, then guess what that's going to do? That's going to pull your spirit down. And I know what the word said. He told me to stand and stand there for on the word of God. So guess what? If I'm trying to fight this over here and then you're fighting this negative thought that they put in your head, and you know what I hear a lot too? People always say, you know, well, they always try to analyze stuff. It's okay to think about it. And you know, and said, okay, maybe this happened, you know, maybe that happened, yes, maybe it did. But if you don't know, keep your mouth closed. Hallelujah. You don't know what they're going through, leave it alone. Because you just really don't know. Hallelujah. Things are changing around us, and I see it changing every day. Glory to God. If you'll notice, whenever you go outside, just look how things are strange. Amen. To the spiritual eye, things will look strange to you. So many times when I travel down the road, I said, Lord, everything looks so strange today. What is going on? He let me know things are changing. I'm not talking about just the season. Things are changing in the spirit realm, glory to God, because there's some things that's getting ready to happen. Hallelujah. So things have to change. Transferring, oh, God Almighty, I hear you. Transferring the wealth. Well, he's going to teach you how to handle that wealth. Because every time you go out, you can't just say, well, you know what? I'm going over here. Oh, they got to sell. I got to run over here and get all this here. They got to sell over here, there, and everywhere. I got to go and get it. No, but you got to remember, you got to make sure that whenever he gives you that, pray about it first before you spend it. Because the money that he gives you is for the kingdom of God. He ain't going to give you just a little, but he's going to give you enough. So you'll have some to spend. Hallelujah, and some to impart into the kingdom of God, because that's what it's for. Be kingdom-minded always, and if he can trust you with a little, he'll give you much. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't listen at the word, well, you know what, honey, I ain't paying my tithes, I'm not giving them no money, I'm not doing none of that. Don't listen at what the world's saying about that. Well, you mean tell me you paying your tithes and your offering over there? You pay it and put it where God tells you to put it. That's what you do. Don't listen at the way the world thinks. You know, well, them people ain't real. Oh, God, do you hear that? Hallelujah. Look, I've heard it many times. I've heard it through the spirit many times. But one thing I do say, if anybody be cut short, it'll be that lunch that I want to go out and get. I will never cut God short out of the equation. Glory to God. When I get a raise, God's going to get a raise. Glory to God. You think he don't see the raise that you get? Hallelujah. I know I didn't go. It wasn't intentionally, but let's finish it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, you see the raise you get. If you didn't get for $2, then how many of that belong to God? Hallelujah. Well, they tested. Yes, maybe. Well, it's still a dollar. You can give God a dollar of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. My God. But that's when you love the Lord, thy God, with all your heart, and you want meat on his table, on his table. And you know what I'm saying? That's what you want. You want the light be a page. You want everything to go according to the will of God, and you won't hold back nothing. Hallelujah. Not nothing from God. But when you hold back on God, then you're going to come and say, well, you know what, Lord? I need you to bless me, Lord. I need you to bless my family. I need you to bless my... But you done stole from him. Now, here you go over here. Amen. Want to open your bag up for him to pack your bag full of blessings. Not so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He going to take care of you. Yes, he will. But he ain't going to pack your bag full of blessings with all this money that you want and all this furniture you want, with all the honey that you want and none of that. Glory to God. It won't happen because you done already cursed yourself by stealing. Hallelujah. When you first get paid, amen, hallelujah. When you first get paid, amen, you need to give God your tithes and your offering first and then work the rest of it. But a lot of times they put God on the back burner and just give him what's left after you done went around to everybody. Well, I'm telling you, don't get your light bill. I ain't telling you get your light set off. Hallelujah, because I don't buy candles, but, you know, hey, glory to God. But if you're doing what you're supposed to do, amen, and some may have to get themselves, amen, to that point, it's okay, but just the Lord, help me to get to that point. But you got to mean it. He knows if you're right or if you mean it, and if you're not, if you don't mean it. Don't thank God. I don't know why people think that God can't see. He sees everything. He sees everything and all things, everything that we do. Hallelujah. So renew your mind with the word of God. I'm going to think like the word says think. I'm going to act like the word says act. I'm not going to act a fool. I'm going to act like the word says act. Sometimes you might get off track. Well, you know what? If you got the Holy Ghost, that's why I said everybody needs the Holy Ghost. Amen. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. Yes, you need the Holy Ghost because it'll give you wisdom, knowledge. It'll give you understanding. The Holy Ghost will tell you, don't do it. And I'd be like, okay, Lord, I know, I heard you. And walk away, shut your mouth, and walk away. Glory to God. That's why you need that on the inside of you. Hallelujah. To help you to get through those times when you just want to ask a, oh, glory to God. Now, you can't tell me you haven't had those times when you act like that. Because I know everybody has. And that's what the Holy Ghost does, is unctions you on the inside. No, don't do it. Listen, you hear me? Don't do it. I said leave, walk away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I went in a restaurant, hallelujah, and I'm standing up there at the counter, and everybody just, you know, I mean, they're going willy-nilly. They are like I wasn't there. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. So I just stood there for a minute. I said, hold up, wait a minute now. I'm the customer here, okay? Glory to God. I said, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to stand here and see how long they're going to stand back there and do whatever it is they doing and see me up here in the front. Well, one young lady came and you know, she took my order and everything. And she said, ma'am, is that all? I said, yes, thank you. But this was the supervisor. Amen. Glory to God. This was, I understand now. She came from the back and came up. She had workers all around her. Amen. There that should have came over and took my order. But everybody just all willy-nilly doing what they want to do. Glory to God. And then this other girl came up and she finished the transition. And I said, well, how you doing this morning? But she just came up and ain't saying not nothing. Didn't say good morning or nothing. Well, I said, how are you this morning? Are you well? Oh, my God. So she said, yes, ma'am, I'm doing good. I said, well, good, great, hallelujah. You know, and she might have needed just that right there. But they were just willy-nilly doing whatever they want to do. You know, because I had seen a time when I'm like, okay, hold up. Do y'all see me standing here? Am I invisible or something? You know, but that wasn't what she needed. And because the Holy Ghost on the inside of me, I gave her a different word. I gave a good morning word. Well, she might have just needed that, you know. Hallelujah. So with the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you, things will go correctly and right. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know, amen, to let your mind be renewed with the word. I said, what do the word say? And I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, what the word says about that? They said, I know what the word says. That's okay. And they gave me what the word says. Sure did. Hallelujah. You know, when we know it, we got to act by it. When we don't know it, then we can't act bad. That's why it's so important to read this word and what it is. I hear you. You gather information from the word, and that way you know you got the right information. So what you so whenever you go out in the hedges and the highways, amen, glory to God, then you can act accordingly the way God wants us to act. You know, we are to be living epistles of the word of God. So that means we got to live by the word. We got to speak the word. You know, we got to act like we are the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word is in us and Jesus is there. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line at this time. Amen. For prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, I'm going to open up my line and just press the one and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody, amen, with their hand raised for prayer. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. This is a short version on today. Hallelujah. You can come back on next week and we'll give you even the more. But I'm going to pray right now. Amen. For everybody on this line and everybody listening by way of. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them in the word, Lord God. I ask you, Lord, to let them renew their mind in the word, Lord God. Don't listen to what the world says, but be transformed in their mind, Lord God, by the word of God as it speaks to them in their daily lives. And as they read the word of God, Lord, let it be implanted on the inside of them, Lord God. So when they need it, it'll be like a living water, Lord God. And it will come up and spring forth fruit in their life, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. If there is any sick amongst them, oh Lord God, we pray right now, oh God, that you take the sickness away. Lord God, everyone that's sick in their body, pain racking in their body, Lord God, we know you can heal them. Oh, my Lord. Lord, as you touch them, Lord God, with your mighty finger of love, and you take all the pain away. Father God, we just say thank you. Father God, we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage you. Don't forget, amen, the announcements, and don't forget to tune in to Ministry Elaine. This is a short version on today. I want to come back on next week. We're going to give you a little bit more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget Ministry Elaine coming up next. Amen. So you can come over and show her some support. We are, Lord, we are supposed to show, amen, everybody some love and support. So you can come over and show Minister Elaine some support at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation of Christ. If you don't know Jesus as pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all sins that I have committed against you, Lord, and I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. Read the word of God. Renew your mind. Continue in it daily. Pray daily. Pray up and down the highways, coming in the house, wherever you may go. Pray daily. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get out of here now. I'm going to give the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. We will see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget to go over and show Minister Elaine some love and listen to the show. And don't forget to purchase her book, because she is an author. The book is on Amazon. You can go on Facebook and you can purchase it. Amen. Or you can get in touch with any of us on the WOW team and we will get you to her to get the book. Amen. Glory to God. Have an awesome afternoon and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.